Russ Freeman, how are you?
Great, Monica. How are you?
I am wonderful. A little hot, but other than that, I'm fine. This summer heat is a bit much, but, you know, what can I say? I got to congratulate you, Russ, on the release of True Stories. It is fantastic, and it celebrates the Rippington's 30th anniversary.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Oh, it is awesome. I am a Rippington fan, but it's remarkably, it's also the band's 22nd album. Like, that is huge. So, I mean, as the founder of the Rippingtons, what does it feel like 30 years later?
Well, it's especially sweet, Monica, not only because we're celebrating the 30th anniversary, but just that our fans have brought us this far and have been so loyal. And I always really try to thank the fans, because without them, of course, we couldn't exist.
Right.
So I just feel it's remarkable that we've been able to make it this far.
Well, it's a testament to the music, and fans will let you know, won't they? So you, as well as the fact that the Rippingtons always keep, they always deliver. They always just seem to get better and better. And with this album, it kind of varies in styles, if you will. That's what I choose to call it. It, all 10 songs are original and recorded with original Rippington members. And you added a feature by Jeffrey Osborne, whom I love, love, love.
He's so great, isn't he?
Oh, I mean, I saw him, I think it was last year I saw him, and I thought, this man just gets better.
And he's such a wonderful human being. It's great to work with nice people and with talented people, and that's been one of the greatest gifts that we've had in the Rippingtons, is the chance to work with so many gifted guest artists.
Yes, I mean, I saw the list. I mean, it's a who's who. It's and it says a lot about your fellow musicians that know exactly what they're getting when they work with you guys, and the kind of talent you guys bring to the table. So that speaks a lot to you and the band as well.
Well, it's a nice community of folks, and we're all friends. And what's unique is that in music, we can cross styles together,
right,
and collaborate. And I think that's what kind of is the most interesting thing, is when you combine styles that haven't really been connected before. That's exciting.
Well, that's kind of how I look at True Stories. When I listen to it over and over again, like the first single, Wild Tales, I call it jazzy techno. that's my spin on it. Where did that come from, and what made you make this the first single? I mean, because it's like you came out of the gate swinging, you know?
Well, yeah, it's funny, Monica, because when I'm writing these songs, I don't have a context to decide, well, this is going to be like this, or, it's purely imagination. So the important thing for me is that I don't want to do something we've done. I don't want to take the same solutions to the music that we've already written.
Right.
And so I'm always trying to pave the way in a new direction, and you never know whether it's going to be successful. So it's really satisfying when people love a song like Wild Tales, because we haven't really done anything like that before, and yet people are really responding to it.
I mean I love it. I think it's I think it catches people off guard at first, because it caught me off guard. You know, I was like, wait a minute, is this, you know, and I went back and said, am I listening to the Ripping? Is this the Ripping?
Well, here's what's cool about it, is that unlike most of our songs, which are very structured, there's almost no structure in that song. It's completely, almost ad-libbed, except for the hook.
Right.
And the hook is a bunch of stacked parts that we all play together, and it's a real, kind of a tight hook. And it's funny, I've talked to some other radio people about that, and I guess that's what's grabbing the people. But for me, what's odd is that it's completely kind of no form to it. And that's what's fun. There's a lot of texture.
Right, right. Well, there, I would say there's a lot of texture to all the songs, Russ, because it is not, it's, you can't call it just all straight jazz. It's just not. It's too involved, and it's very intricate, and I love that. I appreciate, like I said, that this was the first single, because it wasn't what I would say fans were initially expecting. So
what do you think they were expecting?
I don't know. Well, for a Ribbington fan, you can't be too surprised, but you may be a little surprised because, like I said, I'm a Ribbington fan, and I was like, okay, let me see. And I was caught off guard, yet I appreciated it and I loved it. You know, I bit right into it. It drew me in immediately, but I was caught off guard a little bit. But once I started listening,
that's good. I guess that's a good thing.
well, that's why I guess you're getting the responses you're getting. People loving it because it is exciting. It's fun. It's like, wow, what did they went way over here, you know, and listen to what they come up with, and it's amazing.
Well, it's funny because you can't just kind of write. You don't want to write the things people expect you to write.
Right.
That's what I never want to get in that. I've heard them, and we just can't sound the same. We've got to keep evolving. And I think that's what keeps it fun for us, and I think maybe people are responding to the fact that we're enjoying it. And I hear that a lot at our concerts. They're saying, you guys are obviously having so much fun.
Right.
And our energy kind of is contagious to the crowd, and the crowd, we get from their energy, too. So it's really all about communicating, I think.
Well, what would you say, Russ, differentiates this project from the others, other than the obvious, but what would you say differentiates it from the others?
Well, one thing that I really love about this particular album is that we have Brandon Fields, our original sax player.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we've evolved over 30 years, we've got this original voice that I was able to write for. And so what's unique is that we've got old sounds, new sounds, old players, new players. We've combined everything. And I just feel like maybe it's a pretty successful blend of our 30 years of a... It's not really retrospective, like you say, because it's all brand new.
Right.
And for me, I'm just kind of trying to push the envelope as a player as well, you know, with my own sound.
Yes.
And the things I'm experimenting with, like for this Flamenco Beach, I was really pleased with that because it involves Spanish flamenco guitar and also kind of the Middle Eastern influence of flamenco. So I wouldn't have been able to write this when I was in my 20s because I had to go to Spain and live kind of over there and to see what the music was about.
So right.
You've got 30 years of world experience now as a composer and just living my life.
Well, I was going to get to Flamenco Beach because I personally, of course, initially you can hear it immediately. You could hear the influence, the Spanish influence. And then when I read that you intentionally took on that Spanish culture when you made this song, I thought, wow. Even better. I mean, most people don't get the opportunity to do that, to immerse themselves in a culture, if you will, and then be able to musically communicate that experience, if you will, you know, the way you did.
Well, we've had also a lot of influence from the players that have been through the band. I've learned from every player who I've worked with, especially the percussionists. Steve Reed and Ramon Islas and all the percussionists. I've always tried to learn, and they taught us a tremendous amount about just musical cultures. And my wife, of course, is from Venezuela, and she's got Spanish blood. So
okay, there you go.
She's taught me an enormous amount. In fact, she's the co-writer of My Promise to You.
Yes, which, yes, she is.
With the fact that people are responding to that.
Oh, let me tell you, I was going to get to that, too. The song My Promise alone, when I listened to it, of course, because it has Dear Jeffrey on vocals, but when I learned that you wrote it with your wife, as you have written many songs before, not only is it a very beautiful song. Actually, I play it over and over again. It's one of my favorites on the album. How is that was that something that kind of evolved over the years, her writing with you, or is she a singer, a musician, or how did that come to be?
No, she's a very successful, super successful pop songwriter.
Wow.
and Spanish is her first language, and English is her second. But we wrote this song in English, and I just, she's so gifted and so talented that it was inspiring to read her lyrics. And so I remember we wrote the song several years ago, and when we presented it to Jeffrey, immediately he said, "I love this tune, I want to cut it." And it's kind of unusual, because sometimes you, you have to coax artists and kind of wait and see, and with him it was quick. He's like, "I really like it." So I knew right then he was going to take a beautiful angle with her lyrics.
Oh, he did.
I mean, he makes a story out of it. It's just remarkable.
Yes. Yes, he makes a story that you can hold on to, actually. I mean, it draws you in, and you get caught up. You find yourself daydreaming, like kind of following it with your mind, if you will. You know, you're like, ooh.
Well, that's what's great about Jeffrey, is that he's got this command, and he takes you on an arc, and he's really, really proficient at that. He's great.
Well, you like you mentioned, you let your musical voice really, really be heard loud and clear on this project, playing your custom guitar. You're multi instrumentalist, but you know most people will say, "Oh, I've seen Russ Freeman play keyboards." But
yeah, it's funny, because I spend 90% of my time playing keyboards, but you know, I grew up as a guitarist. It's my main instrument.
Right. And so on this project, you really displayed that. You played it so beautifully on all the varying styles of songs. And I know the title track is your favorite. So why is True Stories your favorite song?
Well, I like True Stories. I like several of them. I think Wonderland's also one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Oh, you like Wonderland, do you? Really?
It's mesmerizing. It is mesmerizing.
It's funny, because like you were mentioning, this beautiful guitar they built me, I'd generally been a Strat player, and then I wanted a kind of a custom guitar that's more like a Les Paul, but it's got so many more custom features, and I just enjoyed playing it so much. But I think the thing that you were asking about that I prefer is the textures that I tried to get out of all the guitars. And I built textures that I haven't really done on other albums as much, but I'm kind of enjoying doing that now. It's just kind of another technique I'm trying to bring, like you were saying, layering up these textured sounds.
Well, it you keep on doing just that, Russ, because you got...
Thank you for that.
Yes, because when you got songs like True Stories and Flamenco Beach and My Promise and Wonderland, and even when you let the drummer, Dave, when he delivered that extended drum solo on King's Road, I know that was a first.
Yeah, it's funny, because Dave has been playing these solos in concert for years, and suddenly I had this idea. It's like, oh, what if I try to harness that energy, you know, mm-hmm. and just give him a moment? And I thought about it a bit, and it was curious to see what he would do with it. I said, "Hey, Dave, you got anything you want to do with this? To take your time." And what surprised me about it is how restrained he was. He actually starts his solo with silence. I said, "Well, I would come out of the gate swinging." He says, "No, I want to let it build for a minute."
Right.
And I appreciate that. So it's one of these situations where my job as a producer is to bring the best out of all the musicians that are working on the project. And sometimes you get surprised. You know, you let them bring their perspective to it. And I think that's how you get the best of players.
Right. Well, again, I appreciate, even I think for me, when there's a solo opportunity for an instrument, for an artist, the building up of process makes it beautiful. You know what I mean? Just like Dave did, you know, letting it marinate, if you will. You know?
And it's hard, kind of, it takes a minute to kind of learn that skill. And I'm thinking, like, when you were just saying that, about how that worked in Wild Tales, because when I wrote that song, I said, "Well, I don't know who's going to play what on this tune."
Right.
I had no idea. And so but I just trusted that, like, when Brandon's going to be on, he's going to play something great. And he did. I just love what he played. I couldn't have predicted what he would play.
Right.
But I guess, and that's just probably comes from experience. I mean, we've been doing it a while.
I mean, yes. And I pray, as one of the bands that have been out there for so long, and one that we, as fans and fellow musicians alike, can count on the Rippingtons to deliver time and time and time again. Like I said, this is the 22nd album over the 30-year period, Russ. And I have to mention the cover because, of course, you got to mention the Rippingtons cover, which once again displays the well-known mascot, the Jazz Cat. Who's been on all 22 covers? And I know you had your own interpretation and where you wanted the Jazz Cat to be pictured graphically on this project.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because when you talk about influences, I'm looking back over all of these covers and all the work that we've done with Bill Mayer, and I realized on this cover how much he's influenced us. His artwork has influenced my vision.
Wow.
And so when I called Bill, I always pitch him ideas. I tell him kind of, sometimes it's specific and other times he runs with it. But I specifically knew that I wanted kind of like a 1940s comic book art cover. And mm-hmm. he was instantly, okay, I like it. And I said, well, I want the Jazz Cat to be on Mars and he's got to have octopus tentacles. And he stopped me. He's like, I got it, totally.
Right, right.
Like, I would have never thought of it if I hadn't been influenced by Bill's art. I knew that was in his wheelhouse, and he just totally delivered on that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's the number one thing. Really, that the cover, even before I began to listen to the songs, that cover had me, you know, staring at it and looking at it in different ways and coming back to it, looking at it like,
what is that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think if people take it literally, I mean, the Jazz Cat's kind of like attacking people.
I mean, yeah.
X-ray eyes. But the idea behind it is that it's kind of the opposite. It's kind of a play on true stories, that it's obviously, that's why it's a wild tale, right? So I love the dichotomy on the covers.
Now you're making it make a whole lot more sense to me now, because I looked and I saw those little shadows of the people and I thought, why does he look like a monster? Like,
yeah, why is he a monster? Exactly.
I did, and then you hear this beautiful song like My Promise, and then you hear Wonderland, and you're thinking, wait a minute, that's no monster. He can't be a monster.
Exactly, right. So the idea is the dichotomy about the wild tales are not the true stories, it's the opposite. And we've done that quite a few times on the Rips covers. One of my other favorite ones was Black Diamond, which is known as being a difficult ski run, and yet on the cover, the Jazz Cat is stealing a black diamond, you know, from a museum. So it's another dichotomy. We love these play on words.
Well, again, one of those things that I was trying to think last night of an album cover or another group or musician that has done the same thing. Can you think of one, Russ? Is there one?
Oh, you mean like that's have a mascot like
that? Have like the same concept over and over again. I can't. There may have been. I couldn't pinpoint one.
Well, I can't. But if you could, I'd be interested.
I don't. You know what? I don't want to. I want to say that it's all you.
It's one of those remarkable things that's a gift. You know?
Right.
I mean, really.
Right. Well, tell me this. Is your approach? Well, you kind of already answered that for me. But your approach to a project the same? Like you said, you try to purely go, you know, with your imagination as you approach a project. Has that like been the same all these years? Have you always begin the creative process, if you will, like that?
Well, what's helped me, Monica, always is have a visual point of reference. I don't know why, but I approach it kind of like a work of visual art. And if I have a concept, I can write the songs to the concept. But if I don't, I find that it's kind of difficult to weave them all together.
Okay.
So for me, a project has to be 10 stories that kind of all go together. So I like to write the songs all at the same time. I don't really just collect songs and say, oh yeah, this is from 10 years ago. I mean, once in a while. But generally, I write to the concept.
Ah.
That's the only thing that's the same. I've tried every possible way of working differently so that I don't do what I've done before.
Wow. So, well, okay, you said 10 songs, so you always have these 10 songs that tell a story. And I think this project was done in 3 months? You finished the whole album in 3 months?
Yes, ma'am. I think it was like 2 or 3 months. Yeah, it was kind of fast, actually. I mean, I remember writing in the end of December, started writing, wrote through January, and I think we delivered early March, if I recall, maybe the second week of March.
Wow. If you could summarize True Stories, what would you say about it?
Well, for me, what resonates for True Stories is the True Stories that the fans have brought us 30 years. Because when I started the band, we were all in our early 20s, and I never could have imagined that we would have made it 30 years.
Right.
It would have been possible to have the opportunity to do that. So that's a remarkable thing just in itself, that we've made it and that our fans have supported us.
Well, like I said, I don't think that's going to ever be a problem. I don't know.
It's great to thank them.
Right. I don't know if you got another 30 in you, but hey, keep doing it as long as you can do it. I know you're hitting the road with True Stories. You have to, of course, this, you know, bring it to the fans. And so will that begin, or have you already begun, or when will that begin?
Oh, yes. We just hit Austin and the Woodlands, Texas, a couple weeks ago, and then now we're going to be going to Oakland, Seattle. Just check out Rippingtons.com, and we have our full tour schedule there.
And as well on social media, I know you guys, I've seen it quite a bit on social media, so fans can keep up with you via Facebook as well. And
yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okie dokie. And do you have, is there a Twitter? Russ?
I believe we do. Yeah, it's Rippingtons.com Twitter. Rippingtons.
Okay, Twitter Rippingtons. Okay. Well, I never do this, but if you could leave me with parting words for your fans, what would they be?
Well, again, thanks for all the support, and thanks for making our album number one. It's a very successful kickoff, and it's ultra sweet. So thanks.
Russ, thank you so much. Continued success, which I have no doubt. I'm going to check the schedule myself, and try to. I'm on the East Coast, so I'm going to try to catch you guys. Hopefully, you come this. Somebody, you got to come this way at some point.
Oh yeah, we have a bunch of East Coast dates in October. If you like, we just posted them a few days ago, all over the Eastern Seaboard and the Northeast in October.
Oh, wonderful! I'm going to check those out. I've seen you live before, but I want to see this album that I now know so much in depth about. I want to see it come to life. There's nothing better to me than a live show where things can really breathe and they can really live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
So I appreciate it, Russ, and I will look forward to it. Thank you, your fans. Thank you. I thank you. And keep it up, and I hope to see you really, really soon in a town near me.
Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.